Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. If babies are given infant formula, one of the questions is whether prebiotics should be added to these feeds to prevent allergy. John Sin and David Osborne updated their Cochrane Review in March 2013. John, from the Royal North Shore Hospital in Sydney, Australia, tells us more.
Prebiotics are indigestible compounds, most commonly oligosaccharides, that are found naturally in breast milk, fruit, and vegetables. When ingested, prebiotics promote the growth in the gut of healthy bacteria such as Lactobacillus and Bifidobacterium, and prevent colonization with bad bacteria such as E. coli. By protecting the gut, they prevent absorption of undigested proteins that may cause sensitization and allergy in infants, such as cow's milk protein allergy, eczema, and asthma. In a Cochrane review, we found four studies involving a total of 1,428 infants. The infants were given formula containing prebiotics, supplements, or a control formula. Overall, prebiotics were found to significantly reduce eczema. Seven infants need to be treated with prebiotics to prevent one case of eczema. Only two studies investigated asthma. The number of children who developed asthma was similar whether they were given formula with added prebiotics or without. Only one study assessed the effect in high-risk children who had close family members with an allergy. The study reported that use of a prebiotic similar to that containing in breast milk reduce both eczema and asthma. Overall, we found some evidence that infant formula containing prebiotic supplements can help prevent eczema. However, the quality of existing evidence is generally low, and more high-quality research is needed before we can recommend routine use of prebiotics for the prevention of allergy.
The findings of this future research will be incorporated into future updates of the review, and until then, you can read about the existing evidence and wait for that update at thecochranelibrary.com.